The following has been recorded in conjunction with OU Torah, the Daf HaShavua Foundation, and Congregation Beth Aaron. We continue now with Maseches Beitza, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, although we are going to begin three lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Previously, we had seen a Gemara. The Gemara had introduced a machlokas between Rav and Rav Asi regarding the status of an egg which is laid on the first day of Yom Tov, whether or not it may be eaten or moved on the second day of Yom Tov, what we call Yom Tov Sheni, Shavgolios. So the Gemara now continues with a related discussion, although over here we're talking particularly about Rosh Hashanah. Itmar Shnei Yamin Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, regarding the 2 days of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Rav Ushmul, the Ami Travaihu, Rav Ushmul both agree, Nol de Bazer, Asur Bazer, that if an egg is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it is going to be Asur, Betiltel, Achila, you may not move it, you may not eat it on the second day of Yom Tov. And why is this? Explains Rashi on the bottom of the page, 3 lines from the bottom. Asura bazeh, shehim vadai chok kavu aliyos kiyob aruch midrabanon, shemitchila lo machmasaf heichitchila la'asosan. Rashi explains the basis for the position of Rabbi Shmuel is, as we've seen, the concept of Yom Tov Sheni Shogalios, the second day of Yom Tov, so that was instituted mishum sat sveka diyoma, because there is a doubt as to whether or not the second day or the first day is Yom Tov, and mishum safek, they established a second day of observance outside the land of Israel. However, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Rav and Shmuel are going to argue that fundamentally, the takana from the beginning, to observe a second day of Rosh Hashanah, was not misafik. There was no real safik regarding sveikat yoma, but rather, as Rashi says over here, it was shem vaday chol kavua. This was an established rule, and therefore it is to be treated kiyom aruch like one long day. What is the basis for this? It's none. As we find in the Mishnah, but Rishon originally, that originally used to be that when it came to establishing the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, essentially determining when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is, they would receive witnesses the entire day. One time, there was a delay, and the witnesses did not come early enough. And this led to some sort of kilkul, which we'll define in a moment. Something went wrong, and there was a disruption of the normal avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. What's the background over here? Says Rashi. Originally, Rishonah Himakabu Eilus HaKodesh Kol Hayom. Says Rashi, Kol Hayom Yom Shloshim Shel Elul. We're talking right now about the 30th day of Elul. Uviva Erev, already from the evening of the 30th of Elul, Hayasur Mim Malacha, they would already prohibit the performance of Malacha for that entire day. Shema Yiskadesh HaKodesh Lamacha. Why? Because there was a concern that Edom would come and declare that this day was Rosh Chodesh, in which case it was Rosh Hashanah, there would be an Issa Malacha. And it would turn out that the night beforehand already is considered Yom Tov. Because all day they're waiting, maybe the Edom will come. And at any point that they would come until nightfall, that's what they would do. That was the original practice. What happened was one time they came too late in the day, and there was a kilkul, miskalkul levim b'shir. Says Rashi, what shir are we talking about? The levim used to sing along with the bringing of the karbanos, and over here we're talking about the karban tamid shalein arbayim, the second karban tamid that was brought in each every day, sh'amur bo shir shachol. They, the levim, went ahead and sang the appropriate songs that would accompany the tamid shalein arbayim of chol, the regular weekday, shah yisvurim shalein arbayim. They thought that they were not going to come anymore that day. And therefore, Vayom Chol, they treated this day as a regular weekday. Ukshabon, when the Edom came, Nimsu Hushu Kodesh. They discovered at this point, oh, wait a second, today was not a day of Chol, it was really a day of Kodesh, it was a day of Rosh Hashanah. Ubishel Shachar Ein Tos. Says Rashi, what about the Tamid Shel Shachar? Why are we not concerned about that song? The Tamid Shel Shachar, Afilu Huktash HaKodesh, Kodem HaKavasu, Shir Shachol HaYomer. It was not so much of a question about the Tamid Shel Shachar, lefi shebarov hashanim eina edim maharim levo kol kach, because most years they would not expect the edim to come that early. So there was no expectation that the edim would come that early in the morning. However, later in the day, when they anticipated that if the edim would arrive, they would have arrived by now, they therefore preemptively went ahead and recited the shir shel chol, and this was a kilkol, and based on this, continues the Mishnah, hiskinu shaloi mekabun ez edim el adamimcha. They made a takana that from now on, we will only accept Edim until Mincha. Vimbo Edim in a Mincha l'mala. And what would happen if Edim actually came from that point on? So it was still the 30th day of Elul, and they would say, today is Rosh Chodesh, today is Rosh Hashanah. Nogin Osoyom Kodesh, Ulumachar Kodesh. So they would institute at that point that the remainder of this day is to be considered as a day of Kodesh. It's what we would call the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And the second day was also observed as a day of Rosh Hashanah. Now we hear Rashi explains, there's no suffix whatsoever. The Edom had come in time. The sun is still shining. We know for certain that the 30th day of Elul was really the first day of Rosh Hashanah. That was truly Alas Tishrei. But because of the delay in this Takanas Chazal, so they decided what? In situations like this, they would institute 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now this institution over here was not Mishum Sfeika D'Yoma. It's not that they said, well, maybe the first day is Rosh Hashanah, maybe the second day is Rosh Hashanah. This was instituted by Taras Vaday. We know for certain when exactly Rosh Hashanah is, but yet we are going to institute 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So now we can understand the basis for the position of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, who said that Nol Dabazeh, Asur Bazeh, that's because in this particular situation, the day, or really the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, are not observed because of Sfeika D'Yoma. They observed because this was the Takanas Chazal, that there would be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And if that's the case, we have no choice but to view it as a Kedusha Achas, the Yom HaRichta. Halachically, it's like one long extended day. And therefore, when the egg is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, nothing happens when the second day arrives. There's no status change because it's not considered, fundamentally, it's not considered to be a different halachic day. That's the explanation the Gemara gives to the position of Rav and Shmuel. Continues the Gemara 4 lines from the top of the page. Amar Rava. Rava says, however, mitakanas Rav Yochanan Zakkai ve'elach, from the period of the takan of Rav Yochanan Zakkai and onwards, beitz muteres. At that point, a beitz would be muter. Another Rav Yochanan Zakkai seems to be conceding that yes, there was a point in time in which we would say nolda vazeh asur vazeh. However, Rava says, from the period of the takana of Yochanan Zakkai, at that point, beitz muteres. What takana exactly is being referred to over here? The Tanan, as we learn in another Mishnah, Mishachara beitz hamigdash, from the time of the destruction of the beitz hamigdash, Hiskin, Rav Yochanan Zakkai, Shemekablan Eidos HaChodesh Kol Hayom. Remember, Rav Yochanan Zakkai, in particular, instituted many takanos after the Churban beitz hamigdash for different reasons, sometimes the Zeichel Mikdash, other concerns as well. In this particular situation, the Yochanan Zakkai reasoned, listen, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's no concern anymore about Kilkul when it comes to the Shira of the Levium, because unfortunately, lo aleinu, there is no Beis HaMikdash, there is no Kamer Tamid, there is no Shira of the Levium. So therefore, Yochanan Zakkai said, if that's the case, so we could be Mekabel Edom the entire day. The whole reason why there was original Takana, that we were going to not accept Edom in Amin Cholamala, and if they came, we would observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, is because of the Kilkul and the Avoda. We were concerned that it would lead to some disruption from the proper order, the proper Seder Avoda. But after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Rav Yochanan Zakkai said there's no longer any concern, and therefore we can essentially revert to the original practice that we would accept Edom all day. So that would mean that at this point, if Edom would come late in the day, we would accept them, and we would observe the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The 30th day of Elul would be considered Alef Tishrei, and the next day would be Day of Chol. And anywhere where they wouldn't hear in time, so yeah, they would observe 2 days, but their observance of 2 days would be Mishum Sfeika D'Yoma. It would not be B'Torah Zvadai. It's not that Chazal Institute that it must be that we're going to observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It's just that these people didn't hear in time, and therefore they were required to observe the second day of Yom Tov Misafik, in which case there's no difference between Rosh Hashanah and the other Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov Shemesh of Galios is the same, whether we're talking about Sukkot or Shavuot or Rosh Hashanah, it's all the Taras Safik. Continues the Gemara, only Abaye. So Abaye says, wait a second, Harabu Shmuel Dami Chavayu Beit Sasura. How could you tell me that from the period of Yochanan Zakkai and onwards, the din is Muteres, that a Beit Sasura should be Muter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Rav and Shmuel just said, it's Asur. So Amalei, so Rabbi says to him, Amin Allah Ana Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Va'atam Asli Rav and Shmuel, I go ahead and I cite for you a Mishnah from Yochanan Zakkai who permits one to consume an egg which is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah on the second day, and you're going to quote from me Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel and are Amaroyim. They cannot dispute the position of the Tana, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So says the Gemara Yitakarai, to the Rabbi Shmuel, Kashem Asnisin. Since Rav is correct, the Mishnah is actually difficult, according to Rav and Shmuel. How can Rav and Shmuel go ahead and paskin that Beitzah Shenod Bazeh, Asura Bazeh, that it should be Asura on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? After all, once Rav Yochanan Zakkai instituted, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that Edom would be accepted the entire day, So that means the observance of Yom Tov Sheni on Rosh Hashanah is only the Torah Safek. And so therefore it should be considered two separate days, Shtei Kedushos, and there should be no reason why we should say Beitza Shanolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. And the Gemara answers, Lo Kashya, this is not really a problem. Holon v'holohu. The one ruling, the ruling of Rabban Shmuel, so that applies to us, those who live outside of Eretz Yisrael. Holohu, the ruling of Rabba, who talks about the change after the Takana of Yochman Zakkai, that's talking about those who live in Eretz Yisrael. Explains Rashi, Holon v'holohu, first wide line in Rashi, Livnei Eretz Yisrael she'osin yom echad muteres. For Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who perhaps at times only make one day, so for them it's going to be mutter even when there is a Yom Tov Sheni of Allah Zidon Bnei Gol Asura. But for us, for those who dwell outside the land of Israel, Beitza Shenolda Bazeh Asura Bazeh on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Shahrei Adayin Onu Osin Shnei Yomim, because we are still making 2 days. Va'odenu Kavachilam Bnei Osa Takana Rishona. And we are doing so based on the first original Takana that the mentioned. Not because of a suffix. That was the Takanas Chazal, that there have to be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Hilkach, therefore, hoiv alo pasku me'atzleinu mishitchalnu. So therefore, since there was never any hefsek, there was never any disruption of this original Takana, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's Takana only applied in Eretz Yisrael, ein lohaki av alomer, ein minageinu zeb ibnei Takana rishona, elib ibnei suffix. So we're not going to be makeo by saying, no, that's not our minhag. It's not like the first Takana. It's only Bnei HaSafek, and therefore Beitz Muteres. Hello, Amrina, we don't say this. The cave and the Lopaska Osa Takana Me'atzleinu. Since this Takana was never disrupted, it never stopped. Shana Achas La'asos Yom Echad, it never went ahead and changed that we should go ahead from 1 year to next, make 1 day. Adayim Yisureinu HaRishona Amadnu Liosam Kiyomaros. Therefore, it's based on the first original Takana, and therefore Rosh Hashanah and Chutz Laaretz is always considered to be like a Yom Aruch, like a long day. So therefore, the Gemara resolves the problem by saying that Rabban Shmuel, who paskin, Beit Shenolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh, they were talking about Bnei Gola, those who dwell outside the land of Israel, in which case the Takana, the original Takana, B'Mekom Omedes, it still applies. The original Takana that says the Chazal were established 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as a, not as a sake of the Yoma, but because that was part of the special Takan of Rosh Hashanah, in which case a Beitza Shenolda Bazeh is going to be Asura Bazeh because it's considered to be Kedusha Achas. As opposed to those who live inside of Israel, so in Eretz Yisrael, after the Takan of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, so the only time we observe Shnei Yom Tovim, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, is only the Torah Safek, and therefore we divide essentially these 2 days into two separate entities. It's considered to be Shtei Kedushos, not Yom Arichta, and therefore we would say a Beitza Shenolda Bazeh, Muteros Bazeh, just like we say when it comes to every other Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, every other second day of Yom Tov.